Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Big time college football is on the ticket. Tomorrow night at 6:30, it's number 4 Miami, raining the hurricane down on the Florida Gators. This is what football sounds like on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
All ticket shows are broadcasting live from Fan and Tree Farm next Friday. It's Fannin's Goodbye Summer, Hello Fall sales events. Every tree is on sale Friday through Sunday and comes with a one-year Fannin guarantee. Complimentary food and drinks and all-day ticket fun. Fan and Tree Farm in Frisco next Friday. Come get you a tree.
Thank you very much, DJ. It is Friday fun time. We do this every single Friday at this very moment, 5:35 or so. Brought to you by, did you say it already?
No, you haven't even introduced me.
Oh, hey, Ham.
Play the open.
American League Detection in Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Thank you, Ham. So you have to understand, when a lot of us were kids up here in the 1980s, that there were really weird pop culture moments. And I guess that's the case with every generation. There's always a moment that's kind of, you can't explain. You get caught up in it. And then it becomes kind of a punchline. It's a moment in time and you can't recapture it. And it's really, you can't explain it to your friends either. Well, we certainly had one 40 years ago this year. And since the Cowboys are playing the Bears this week, we thought this would be a perfect time to break this out. We are talking about the phenomenon known as the Super Bowl Shuffle. Now, first off.
You think it aged well?
I do not, Bob. First off.
It was bad at the time.
Yeah.
You guys in there.
But did we know it was bad at the time?
Lando,
as
Ham.
As kids, we probably didn't.
DJ. Had you guys seen this prior to the text thread that's going on? Were you aware of the Super Bowl Shuffle?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if it made its way to your generation or not.
I don't know what it was for. Like, was it a commercial? But I've seen it. We've all heard of it.
Okay. Okay, good.
And did you remember that it came out before they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, oddly enough, they recorded this in the middle of the season, which we'll get to here in a second, but
like Laura Miller never came close to something that crazy.
No. They're recording the Super Bowl Shuffle in December. So to put things in context, in 1985, the Chicago Bears, I was convinced, and this is coming off, you know, a Steeler dynasty, a Cowboy mini dynasty. The 49ers were in the middle of their run. I was convinced in 1985 that I had never seen a better football team than the Chicago Bears.
Especially when they beat the Cowboys 44-0 at Texas Stadium.
That helped. But they demolished everyone. And they beat all of them. Every one of them, coach, players, et al., became these pop culture heroes.
Yeah, and the 46 defense seemed like it was impenetrable. Like, it felt like they were cheating.
You were really close to the sun at that point.
Yeah.
Were you caught up in this? Or did you hate them so much you're like, I can't even?
I think everybody loved Walter Payton because we were all... We all had dads who were like, you know that Walter Payton?
Yeah.
That's a great guy right there.
He is.
And so you're kind of fed that. But the Packers and the Bears did hate each other, and the Packers of that time sucked, but they were great at taking cheap shots at the Bears. The most famous one is kind of screwed up Jim McMahon's career. Do you remember that? The Charles Martin slam him on his shoulder?
Yeah.
It's maybe one of the five worst cheap shots in NFL history. And we did it.
Yeah.
You know, it was gross, but at the same time, Ditka was a national celebrity. The Bears were just this massive phenomenon.
The refrigerator was a phenomenon.
That's right. And of course Sweetness and so it was such a big thing, but the idea that Wisconsin decided to all become Bears fans is probably not true. But it also wasn't as hostile across the board as it should have been.
Yeah, because it was a huge deal.
We were so bad.
And I rooted for him. I don't know about you, Dave, back in the day. I was like, this is so cool. And there were very few teams that I would root for. And maybe it's because the Bears, when we were growing up, were trash. Like, literal garbage dump of a team. Matter of fact, that whole division, the Vikings were decent, but that whole division was so bad when growing up.
Lions were brutal. The Buccaneers were brutal. They were in that division for a long, long time.
Terrible.
Yeah, so we weren't good at football.
So I didn't hate...
The Norris division?
Yes, the NFC Norris.
I didn't hate the Bears because I didn't know any fans and they didn't bother me at all. So this thing comes out. They lost one game that year. They went 15-1. And in early December, they go to it was a famous Monday night game in Miami in which they lost 38-24 to the Dolphins.
And the 72 Dolphins all popped their champagne corks.
They did because, man.
That game must have done a 60 share.
I know.
That
for
game
real.
Was such a cultural moment.
Yes, it was. So they lose their only game of the year. And here's Jim McMahon explaining. They come home at 4 or 5 in the morning and they're supposed to record this ridiculous video that would turn in to the Super Bowl Shuffle.
People still talk about it. They bring up the Super Bowl Shuffle everywhere I go as well.
Whose idea was that back then?
We actually did that in October of that year. It wasn't after the Super Bowl. We did it during the season. It was Willie Gault's idea. He had a friend in the music business, and the premise was that we were going to do this video so we could make money to help feed the homeless on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so everybody thought that was a good idea, and so we did it. The original contract was we're going to do a record. So that's what we signed up to do, was to do the record. And after we did the record, they came back about 2 weeks later and said, now you have to do a video. And we said, no, that wasn't part of the deal. And in fact, Walter Payton and I didn't show up to the shooting of the video because we told them that wasn't part of the deal. And they end up shooting that the morning after we lost to Miami on a Monday night down in Miami. And so by the time we got home to Chicago, it was probably 3 or 4 in the morning. Everybody had to be at the studio like at 9 o'clock the next morning. And those guys showed up, but Walter and I didn't. And then Willie and his friend approached us a couple weeks later and said they were going to sue us if we didn't do our part. So what you see on that video is a couple of pissed off guys having to do their part after practice in the racquetball court at Hallis Hall. So it wasn't a whole lot of fun for me.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So. It's awesome. So this
I had
thing,
no idea that they recorded their parts separately.
No. We would never even begin to imagine that as kids. So this thing, before we hear it, just know this became a hit. This stupid song, and this is at the very outset of hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just a few years,
yeah.
Into that.
Yep.
And so
yeah. Run DMC had some hits by this point.
Right. But you didn't see much of it on MTV, and MTV was still incredibly huge at that point. And we as kids would sit there and stare at the TV and watch videos for hours on end. And this was in heavy rotation when it was released at the time.
It was on Friday Night Videos.
Yeah. And so just
Night Flight.
Listen to how terrible this is, how generically stereotypical of a beat, of a flow. All of it is so bad. This thing sold 500,000 copies and made it onto the charts at a very high level. Here is the beginning of Super Bowl Shuffle. So bad, dude.
Yeah, this is brutal.
They call me sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Mans. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
It's so horrible.
Truly.
And yet, at the time, I was like, I'm kind of getting up, getting my jam on a little bit. These guys got it, man. These guys got it.
My name is Corby, and I'm here to say...
Stupid.
Yes.
Da 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 da, like da 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 da.
The Michael Scott yes. attempts at rapping.
But I mean that beat of da 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 da. So stupid.
White people try to learn to rap is exactly that beat.
So here are Mike Singletary, who again was a cult hero at the time too. All these guys were. They were bigger than life.
Yeah.
You heard Walter Payton there. Here is the Mike Singletary and Jim McMahon verses.
I'm Samurai Mike. I stop 'em cold. Part of the defense, big and bold. I've been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting aside. Give me a chance, I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle. We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like you knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble.
I'm the pucky QB known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I can throw the field. I motivate the cats, I like to tease. I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the double, to catch me doing the Super Bowl shuffle.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
By the way, looking back in retrospect, when we were all caught up in just how great they were and how dominant they were, their playoff scores, they have every right to claim they're one of the best teams of all time.
Yeah.
Their playoff scores, 21-0 over the Giants in the divisional round, 24-0 over the Rams in the conference championship, and 46-10 in the Super Bowl. I mean, like if you're a Bears fan, you should walk around saying, we're the best team.
Yeah, we gave up 10 in all of the playoffs.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So
a dynasty.
Well, Bob.
Well, a one-year dynasty.
Yeah, it was just one.
Well, what happened?
Well, it just didn't work out in the end. You guys, like, threw the quarterback on his shoulder and, you know.
Oh. Hate that.
Yeah. By the way, okay, so here's Mike Singletary. There was a little 20-minute documentary that we all watched, and Mike Singletary trying to pronounce needy.
I'm basically here because of what it's all about. A large portion of this is going to go to needful people, people that are going to receive money from this thing as a benefit.
Yeah, the needful.
Needful people.
Needful people. And it inspired other things at the time because right around here, there was a dealership called Trophy Nissan.
Legendary.
They wanted in on the fun.
And just like with the Bears, all the Bears are up there with this blue screen in the background doing the Super Bowl shuffle. There's like 20 car guys all lined up together in suits doing the Trophy Nissan rap.
If you're looking to back yourself the right car from the Trophy and Mesquite, we're not too far.
We got Nissan cars and trucks, so don't be shy.
You can buy them from a lady.
You can buy them from a guy.
At Trophy, Trophy, Trophy Nissan.
Yeah.
Trophy Nissan's a place to buy. You can get them real cheap.
We're never too high.
The best parts, service, financing too.
We got everything to take care of you.
At Trophy, Trophy, Trophy Nissan.
That is great.
The guy that comes in, we got everything to take care of you. Yeah. He's got like a mustache and he pulls his sunglasses down. He looks like he just did a rail of coke.
Dude, it is one of those moments in time. Again, you just kind of had to be there, but it was so insane that this came out before they won the Super Bowl, that it had the amount of success that it did. And we knew all the words to the whole song.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And then they
could sing the whole song.
And then they just plowed right through to the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
Like, there was no jinx.
No.
There was no issue, like the Jet getting the tattoo.
No.
Right.
No.
No, it was a moment in time, but it also is a classic case where if you played this for your kids, they're just like,
What are you doing?
What guys, century is this from?
You guys were so dumb.
And lame? Oh, God.
But honestly, it was today when that McMahon-Peyton thing, like, I watched it 100 times in my life, and I just thought they were, like, they were forward because they were prominent. They were big players.
Yeah.
You got to put McMahon and Peyton in front. I didn't know it was a total, like, weatherman green screen bit where, right, like, they didn't show up. We got to get them in here somehow. How do we do it?
They're all in their football uniforms pretending to play instruments.
Yeah. Oh, God, dude. It's so cringy. It's so horrible, yet so perfect for the time. The 80s
just wait
are
till,
hilarious.
Just wait till we explain to our kids putting on the hits, where we had a TV show basically about air guitar and lip syncing.
Yeah.
And that was a real thing that I couldn't wait to watch. I don't know if you guys watched that.
Just so stupid. We're all so dumb.
We were all dumb in the 80s. We can't explain it.